I joked earlier that you were getting a double doozy. So this is my married last name, and I really like to take advantage of it. I'm legally Leah Moore Doozy, so that's even better. So it's fun. So this next presentation is a little bit different than that one. It's titled Who, What, and Where, Cotton Production in the United States. Do I need to restart this? I'm sorry. And this is with my co-author Jeannie Rees of Cotton Incorporated, and I would like to thank Cotton Incorporated for their support of this. We've been looking at census data to come up with some one-page fact sheets to kind of talk about who are cotton producers based on census data and how has that changed over time, because I think it's extremely important to be able to tell a story, to be able to know, like when I'm doing research, I need to know who is going to use my research, who could benefit from that, and how can I tailor that to help them. And if I don't know who the cotton producers are, then it's very difficult for me to tailor that research to be able to help them. So this is using primarily census data. First of all, I want to talk about what is the definition of a cotton producer. There are many different ways to look at what a cotton producer is. This is going to primarily focus on the North American Industry Classification System, which is based on primary. Most of us probably know what that is. It's based on primary business activity, and it's used to classify economic activities in the census data and in other places as well. Cotton farming is 11192 is the code, and that's part of other crop farming. There are other ways to define cotton farming. For example, ERS has a publication out from 2012 that's based on 2007 data, and they define a cotton farm as a farm is considered a cotton farm if one or more cotton acres were planted with the intention of harvesting cotton for lint with cottonseed as a byproduct. And so I consider that harvested cotton farmers, so they have harvested cotton. You could also define a cotton farm as farmers who sold cotton. So there are a number of ways to define a cotton farm, but for the most part, I'm going to be basing it off of the North American Industry Classification System, although occasionally I will talk about harvested cotton farmers as I define them, which is basically similar to the ERS definition. And this is using and so we're going to be looking primarily at census data, 1997 and 2012. I always like to start off with some nice tables, I guess. I think that it's important to understand how agriculture has changed just generally in the United States. So this is cropland, and this is defined as cropland by the census, which is cropland that's harvested. Other pasture land, it's not necessarily harvested cropland. It's all cropland. So the number of operations in the United States that have cropland have decreased by about 16% from 97 to 2012. The acres of cropland have decreased by about 12.5%. And then the average size has risen just by a little bit. This is not just for cotton farmers. This is for any operation in the United States that has cropland. So when you look at it just from cotton farmers as defined by the NACIS definition, cotton farms decreased in 1997 from 18,994 to about 9,000. That's a decrease of 53%. Cropland on those operations decreased by 47%. You will see that the average size of those operations, it's just a simple average for the United States, it increased by 13%. So cotton farms as defined by the classification system increased by a greater percentage increased more than just the average farm and the average operation in the United States. So when you look at it by harvested cotton and sold cotton, so there in 1997, 31,500 approximately operations harvested cotton in the United States based on census data. In 2012, that was 18,000, a little over 18,100. That's a decrease of about 42%. And then sold cotton is very similar. There's most people who are harvesting cotton are selling their cotton, which is always a good thing. So this is just some background information on where we stand with operations and acres, not necessarily cotton acres, but just cropland acres on these operations that harvest cotton or that have cotton. So this is cotton acres. In 1997, there were almost 10 million acres of cotton. In 2012, based on census data, there were 5.5 million acres of cotton. That, as a percentage of cropland, that's about 2% of cropland in 1997 and 1.4% in 2012. Also included production because it's interesting to note that although acreage went down, production went down a little bit, the production went up, and I think somebody did a presentation in one, either in here or in another session that I was in, that was talking about the productivity of cotton in the United States, and that's obvious when you see this. I mean, some of it may be based on weather in those 2 years, but cotton were more productive per acre in 2012. And so these are on operations with harvested cotton in this graph here, I mean in this table here. And so you can see harvested cotton, those acres make up a larger percentage of total cropland, almost 3% and 2.4% in 2012. Once again, production is higher, and even though production is lower, there are less harvested acres and production is a little bit lower, the per acre production is greater in 2012. So I kind of did this out of order. So who, what, and where was my title, but I'm starting with the where. So because I think that's important to start with that. So where are the cotton operations located? Let's see, back up. This is kind of small, but we can color code, I guess. The orange has the least amount of cotton operations based on the classification system. Texas has the most in 1997, as expected. Same in 2012. So you can see, I used the same color coding in both graphs. So you can see the orange expanded. So, for example, California went from, I can't even see my own number, went from 897 to 194. I'm guessing if I can't see it, y'all probably have a hard time seeing it. So you can see that the orange states expanded in 2012. And so what I did is I put together a percent change from 1997 to 2012. These are negative numbers. All states had a decrease in the number of operations except for Kansas. Kansas increased by 157%. That's because they started out small. So you can see that the states that lost the largest amount of cotton operations as defined in the classification system were California, Arkansas, and Louisiana. But all states saw a decrease in the number of classification system cotton operations. So this is based on the number of cropland acres, not cotton acres, just cropland acres. So cropland acres on these operations, as you can see, and these are in thousands of acres. Once again, I used a similar color coding. So orange would be the least number of acres, and the dark purple would be the largest number of acres, like here in Texas in both years. As you can see, there's some missing data in 2012. It's not necessarily missing. It's just not showing up in the census data online. So that's Missouri and South Carolina and Florida. That data was not available online for 2012. So when you look at percent changes, the states with the largest percent change in the acres of cropland associated with those cotton farms were Louisiana and Mississippi at over 80% or over almost 90% for Louisiana for cropland acres associated with the classification system cotton operations. So who are these cotton producers? That was the kind of the next question I wanted to ask. There's a lot of information in the census about producers, and so I just kind of pulled out a few things that were of interest. When you look at the age of cotton producers, we hear a lot about cotton farmers or farmers in general getting older. In 1997, the majority of, or 24, almost 23% of cotton farmers, as defined by the classification system, were 35 to 44, and then it was kind of almost the same percentage roundabout for the other age groups. That changed in 2012. In 2012, over almost 17% of cotton operations were the principal operator was 70 years or older. So there was some definite, or followed closely by 55 to 59. So there was some definite change in the distribution of age range for principal operators of cotton operations between 97 and 2012. And it can't just be attributed to the aging population, because that jump from 35 to 44 to 70 and older is greater than the year's difference between the census. So there was some change in there. And this is kind of, I'm going to have to go more in depth into some of this, but obviously that's not possible in this presentation, or I'd just be talking about one thing. I also looked at the average years on the present farm. In 1997, the average years on the present farm were 21 years, and in 2012, that was 25.9 years. So that increase was not, so as the farms that were a part of this classification system differed changed, and so people didn't necessarily stay on the same farm that were considered cotton farms. There's also been a lot, I guess, in the news about women farmers and increasing the number of women farmers. In 2012, 5% of cotton operations had female principal operators. That's up a percent from 1997. Nationwide, it went from 9% in 97 to 14% in 2012. So there's a little bit different between cotton operations and just the general ag environment. I also wanted to look at primary occupation. 81% of cotton operations had principal operators whose primary occupation was farming, and that was down a little bit from 82% in 1997, but that differs significantly from the United States as a whole, which is only about 40%, 40 to 50% from 97 to 2012. So it stayed about the same nationwide as well, but it's only about 45%. So it's cotton producers are more likely to be primary occupation is farming, based on census data. I'm going the wrong way. So what types of operations are producing cotton? In 1997, 71.5% of cotton acres were part of cotton operations. In 2012, that changed. 58% of cotton acres were part of cotton operations. So I think, to me, that means that cotton producers may have become more diversified. And that can be seen in just a minute. This is the percent of cropland acres by crops grown on these operations. Obviously, the majority of their crops are cotton, and you can see that in the middle, but that's followed by other, and other is anything except for these crops. So anything other than corn, sorghum, hay, cotton, soybeans, and peanuts. So that may be peas, that may be rice, it's any other crops. And you can see that there was a slight decline in corn, sorghum, a little bit of an increase in peanuts. Hay stayed the same. Soybeans decreased, but other went up, as well as cotton. This is kind of busy, but just these are the percent operations with harvested cotton by the classification system. So as you would expect, in 97, 60% of cotton, 60% of operations with harvested cotton were considered cotton farms. In 2012, that decreased to 49%, but there was an increase in oilseed and grain farms and oilseed from 97 to 2012. So more harvested cotton was found on oilseed and grain farms based on the classification system from 97 to 2012. There was also an increase in all other crops. So once again, that's everything. Any other crop that's not listed on here. Specialty crops decreased a little bit. Specialty crops would be your horticulture crops, vegetable crops, crops. There was an increase in poultry and egg production and the number in their harvested cotton and the percent that had that. And so that kind of gives you an idea of how cotton has moved within these classification systems. This is percent operations by economic class. And this is really interesting, and I think I'm going to definitely have to go into this a little bit further in future. So this was 1997 on classification system farms. As you can see, the majority of these farms were in the 100,000 to 250,000 range for economic class. For operations with harvested cotton in 97, that pretty much stayed the same, although you do see a little bit heavier weighted in the 500,000 to a little less than a million than a million and more. In 2012, that changed. As you can see, these are for by the classification system. The green here, you can see that it moved a lot further to the higher economic classes of above 250,000. And then when you look at all farms with harvested cotton, it's even more distinct. So you can see how it's almost linear, goes straight up. So with the majority of farms who are growing cotton in 2012 are in the $1 million or more. So there's a lot of, once again, a little plug for our newsletter. as you can see, there's a lot of information in the census, and a lot of it requires us to go further in depth into that one topic so we can really figure out how to really truly define a cotton producer in the United States. But there's a lot of really good data out there in the census. It just takes time to dig into it and try to make some connections between that information. And with that, does anybody have any questions? I have 50 seconds. Yep.
And just define economic class.
Oh, yeah, I'll actually read you the The census defines economic class as the classification of farms by the sum of market value of agricultural products sold in federal farm programs. I've really, through this whole process of looking at census data, I've really come to understand that I have to go in and read the definitions in the census. It's extremely, when you're using census data, it's extremely important to go in and read the definitions as they're defined by NAS. And that's all available on the internet where you can go in and read the question and read the definition. For example, there's some new data from 2012 on conservation in the census, and they talk about no-till, but when you read the definition of no-till, it actually says no-till and strip-till. So that's why it's really important to read the definitions of the values in the census. Any other questions? Yeah. Well, and that's what I hope that when we dig a little bit further into that topic, I think that maybe we can figure some of that out when we look at different breakdowns of that census data. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of really good demographic information in the census that goes into, but if we can break that down by age group, that'll be even better. So, thank you.